The national anthem is supported by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check? Google Dan Newland.
On K92.3.
All right, we made it through the week, Chloe.
Woohoo! Friday! Happy weekend.
It's Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Appreciating the fact that there's a lot going on today. You might actually be here in studio with us hanging out with Charles Esten. He's going to be in the performance studio later on today. So that could be something you have on the K923 app. I always like to remind people, these experiences are exclusive to people that have it and sign up because they get the notification. So
yes,
make sure to do that. As today, I want to shout it out because I drove past a car and I felt so bad for them. They were broken down the side of the road. And if it wasn't for the road assistance people, they still would be there hours from right now, not knowing what to do.
I call them the road rangers. They're the ones that drive up and down our highways, up and down the roads. I mean, all day long, that is their job, to stop. If someone needs help with their tire, their car breaks down, whatever that may be, they've got the flashing lights and they try to assist them in whatever way they can. And we know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people pulled over today for who knows what with the raining. So just be careful out on those roads. And thanks to all of our road rangers that'll be out there, especially, I mean, rain or shine, they're there.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well put a cape on the way that I see it.
Seriously.
It is one of the worst, most stressful, especially I had when Olivia was brand new. She was like, she still had that fresh baby smell. The car broke down. If it wasn't for a road ranger 5 years ago, we'd still probably be there because I don't know what was going on with the car. I had nobody to call. So you're road rangers. We appreciate you. The national anthem going to you. Obi, Chloe, and Slater, K923. It is 66 outside. It's just going to be wet all day today. That's going to be the big headline you're seeing out on the roads like we were just talking about as we get second date update coming up.
Yes, why our girl is being compared to Jaws. Hearing from her, that second date following Nate Smith. Here's World on Fire.
Wait, the shark Jaws?
Yes, the big shark, you know, with the sharp teeth.
How could that be a compliment? Not good. It's coming up.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check? Google Dan Newland.
Out in Chuliota, been on the line with Megan. It's crazy to call us to try to help you out, but we're here nevertheless.
Thanks. I just kind of want to know what happened, you know?
So what's going on, Megan?
Well, we went on a date and it was really great, actually. We had really good conversation. I felt like it flowed. There wasn't any really awkward pauses or anything. And, you know, I really just kind of thought we'd continue on, at least have another couple dates, I'd hope. And he never really called me back.
Why go through all this effort to get a hold of this guy like this?
Well, I just felt this chemistry with him. I felt like he kind of understood me. Like when I was talking, he actually listened. I felt like he got who I was as a person.
Megan, what is his name?
It's Steve.
Okay. Let's go ahead and try to call Steve and see what we can do.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Yes, was hoping to speak to Steve, please.
Yeah, who's this?
my name's Obi. So there's a couple of who's this. You've got Chloe.
Hi.
Slater's on the line. So we do a morning radio show, the three of us together, for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Country station.
Nice. Yeah, I listen to you guys.
Okay, so do you know something that we do called the second date update?
Are you calling me because of that?
Yeah, you're on it, Steve.
Surprise.
Oh, man, what's up? Here we go.
Well, what's the deal? Hold on. Like, you're not surprised.
Well, he knows how it works.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it, but I'm just curious, who.
Are you dating a few people?
Well, you know, I'm not exclusive with anybody at this point, so.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're actually calling you about a girl named Megan, who you went on a date with. You're not calling her back now. We'd really like to get you guys together again. We got a $75 gift card.
You did go on a date with her, right?
Yes. Yeah. And she's like probably on the line and all that, right?
So if you know that, Megan, this is an open table now. Steve, you said you listened to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. that was my bad.
Steve, how many girls are you talking to right now that you didn't know there was Megan that you went on a date with?
No, I've gone on like 3 dates in the past month, dude. That's not like a giant list or anything, okay? This is normal dating.
So why isn't Megan the cream of the crop? Why wasn't she the number one?
No, it's, this is nothing against her personality or like her as a person, her character. There's just something happened where I was like, ooh, I'm not trying to be shallow or anything. It's just like, I don't think that's my thing. It was really distracting. Like, I'm not here to judge or whatever, but I'm not about it.
What is it? I thought we had a great time. We talked the whole night.
We did. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, so like the dragon teeth or whatever, the dragon teeth, like you've filed down your teeth, haven't you, to like points to look like a creature or something, or like don't tell me that you're not aware of this. Like,
Megan, but is it just fake? You know, you could put like fake teeth in.
I don't know what's going on, dragon teeth?
So hear me out. Like all her teeth in her upper front grill are filed down to like triangle points, like Jaws or a monster or something, whatever, shark teeth. You know, like,
I'm not a monster, right, Steve.
Megan, is this true?
No, he just said you're monster-like, not that you...
Wait. Megan, is this true? Do you have those type of teeth?
Yes, but I didn't do it to be cool or, like, trendy. My parents did this to me when I was 13, okay? It was a medical condition, so I'm not a freaking monster, thanks.
What? Dude, that's child abuse. You file down your kids' teeth against their will?
Steve. Hold on.
What
I don't want to be...
What's the medical condition called?
Exactly. I didn't want to be insensitive.
I used to choke on my food. I have a condition where I could not chew the food small enough to where it would go down my esophagus. I have a very small esophagus. So I would choke, and I almost died like 3 different times.
So that's why your parents filed your teeth the way that they did?
Yes. The doctor and the dentist actually got together with my orthodontist and they filed them down. They're not that sharp. I just want to point out they just have a little bit of a point to them so that I can chew the freaking meat.
Mm. How are you doing now? All these years later, are you still able to chew food normally?
Well, yes, because my teeth have points to them. I still have a small esophagus.
I imagine it's you eat chicken wings, just bone and all.
No.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Okay,
I almost died.
No, Megan, totally apologize. And so, okay, so $75 gift card. I've got it in my hand. Steve, now that you know, I think we could do a second date.
I mean, I'm sorry. I've just never heard of that condition. This is like, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're making it up. I know you're not. Like, I'm not calling you a liar or anything like that. I'm not trying to insult you. It's just like, that is so weird. I have never heard of that.
Are you a doctor? Did you read medical books? Have you heard of every condition?
It's true. They do come up with a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to scare you in the night.
Steve, Megan, we'll just assume no second date.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fine.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to. If your teeth straight up looked like a jagged, jagged edge, every single one of them, Chloe, I think of it's dating myself, but the movie Coneheads back in the day.
You act like I've watched that movie.
You've seen this movie?
No.
Okay, that's why I said you probably haven't, but Dan Aykroyd was in it. It was a spoof of the Saturday Night Live skit that they did. And they had jagged teeth, and that's what I think of when I think of Megan from now on.
Oh, I see her. We love you, Megan.
We do love you, but I wouldn't be able to go on a date with a girl. It just wouldn't work. Okay. And so it'll be Chloe Slater. Thank you for hanging out this morning. We always try to put a smile on your face no matter what you're going through, and Chloe's got a great one.
Yes, Doing the Right Thing is coming up. How bourbon is going to be hitting you differently thanks to our girl, Lainey Wilson. We love her so much. What she's doing, it's following Hardy. Here's Chuck Bed.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
We are twice a day, actually, get to look at something and go, wow. Life is great because of that. And Chloe, you have today's with a superstar being a part of it.
Yes, our girl Lainey Wilson. So before that, though, I want you to think of your favorite drink. And that drink you're enjoying as you take a sip, hang out with friends and family, changing the lives of so many people. Lainey Wilson has teamed up with a bourbon to open up a themed pop-up bourbon bar. It's called Hold My Bourbon Bar. It's coming to Nashville, and the bourbon brand is called Barman 1873. So it'll be serving different cocktails. There'll be music. It's just a really fun atmosphere. And Lainey said that 100% of the proceeds at this pop-up bourbon bar will support her Heart Like a Truck Foundation, which supports a variety of different causes. And she said, quote, "I think finding certain organizations and charities I'm passionate about, going to all these different cities and seeing what the needs are, really just fills my cup." And we all need to be able to fill our cup. And I think that's so important. I mean, she's so right. We've got to find the joys and the things that make us happy.
Yeah. And I like that Heart Like a Truck, right? So that allows her to, as she's growing as an artist, she's going to every single different, not only city and town, but also countries at this point and continents. And she gets to go there and go, wow, I didn't know that exists. I'm going to put that under the umbrella. So it will go into Heart Like a Truck, right? And trickle down and help so many people. And knowing that she can continue to kind of evolve in a, not only artist, but also as a human being to help out even more people with things that, like, what country music fan, what fan in general of going out and having a good time isn't going to love this?
It's true. And the bar will be opening up sometime in April, right at the beginning of April. And it's fun. Like, I'm looking here. I know one of the drinks will be called Wildflowers Old Fashioned. You know, she's got that song Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Yeah. So they're doing such a great job. Just, I mean, making it Lainey.
And this is in Nashville?
Yes, it'll be in Nashville. And 100% of the proceeds will benefit her foundation. So I love this story this morning. So to Lainey Wilson and the bourbon brand Barman 1873, for opening this pop-up bar in Nashville, helping those all over the country in whatever they may need. That is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Now, we have a guy that I mentioned a couple minutes ago is coming and performing in the Stanley Sierra Performance Studio here later on today. You can, if you're not able to make it because you didn't make the cutoff, you didn't sign up in time, no worries. On our Instagram, you're going to be able to see all the performance. Also, Charles Estin in the hot seat as we put him in there next, and a very special moment.
Yes, and we're hearing his song for the very first time here on K92.3. We're excited to have him on in 6 minutes.
K92.3 with Obi Chloe Slater. Happy Friday. 65 outside right now, and it's heating up because Charles Estin's getting ready to sit in the hot seat.
You know him as Ward Cameron on the show Outer Banks. Also played in Nashville as well as on The Office. He is a superstar.
Yeah, and did you know that he is a triple threat? So if you see him as a dramatic actor, also a funny man, great at improv, and now a musician.
And we're playing his song for the very first time, hearing it live at Tuffy's Music Box tonight. It's Charles Estin. Here's Make You Happy. So good. For the very first time, hearing it on K92.3, Charles Estin, it's Make You Happy.
It's not often that we have a Hollywood star the last 30 years. You probably saw him the first place I did, which was on Whose Lie Is It Anyway with Drew Carey back in the 90s. Then went and performed on the massive show Nashville, also Outer Banks on Netflix.
Outer Banks is one of my very favorite shows, and he's performing here at K92.3 today. Also taking the stage at Tuffy's Music Box tonight. Charles Estin, you ready for the hot seat?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Charles Estin in the hot seat. First question is, you find a lamp, you rub it, Genie comes out, and he gives you one wish. What's that one wish?
Bigger venues, more listeners, more streams. I just want this music thing to just keep going. It's my one love, like I told you, that kind of thing.
I love it. Okay, so we're on again with Charles Estin. You know him as Ward Cameron, the dad in Outer Banks. Your favorite fast food chain and why?
First of all, I have my bandmates that I brought here, and they would not shut up about Whataburger, so I had to go try one. And yeah. Now I get it. I like them all, really. Just give me a good cheeseburger.
Yeah, in the hot seat with Charles Estin coming playing for K Nation on Friday. Charles, I know in the past you did sales. If you had to be a salesman today, what would you be good at selling?
Ooh, man, that's a good one. You stumped the band, I think.
Guitars?
Well, no, because there's guys that know so much more about them than
sure,
I do.
Sure.
You got it. When you're talking to a guitar player, you got to get in there. I'm good at, I have like a millimeter thin layer of knowledge about many things. You know what I like doing? I like selling people on themselves. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, wow. No, I like that.
I know it's not really sales, but maybe some self-help program about believing in yourself just a little bit more and going for it in a little more fearless way.
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Here we go with the next question. Then Obi's got the final one. If you were given a $100 gift card to spend in any store, where would you choose to redeem it?
Oh, yeah. Now that's an easy one. It would be a Guitar Center.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah, and $100 goes fast there.
Quick.
Oh, you are not kidding. Yeah, I'd get a couple of packs of strings or something. But, it's still where I would put it.
All right, last question with Charles Esten. And, dude, I just want to say this really quick before I even say this last question is that you've been a joy to talk to, man. You know, isn't that funny that whenever we see somebody who plays like a villain or like a villainous
right?
character, you expect for them to be like that, you know, almost easy to not like, and you're not like that.
I haven't killed anybody in weeks. Now, you're incredibly kind, and I mean that. I hope I get to see you guys if you can come on out. Tuffy's Music Box. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. Okay. So that final question is, what is your dream role? So say the music career goes well and everything like that, and you just have a bucket list dream role to play.
Honestly, it's tricky because I enjoyed playing Ward, but Deacon Claiborne was my dream role.
Wow. That was your role in the TV series Nashville.
Some people visualize, you know, and they do that thing where you speak it out to the universe and all that. I've never been that guy. I find that God has better things up his sleeve than I can dream up.
Mm-hmm. So amen.
Sit back and wait and see what's next.
Absolutely. He is so good. And we just want to say, Charles, thanks so much. We know you've got a crazy busy schedule hanging out with us this morning, and we are excited to see you.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope a bunch of people come on out. We're going to have a party there. It's going to be a good time.
To everybody that's a huge fan of Charles Esten on Nashville, also the TV series Outer Banks on Netflix,
yeah.
Make sure you come out so he can see you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, all happening tonight at Tuffy's Music Box. Make sure you see him in Sanford as we get All Access coming up, Chloe.
It's up next, Luke Holmes and Parker McCollum played a round of golf, bonding over parenthood. Parker going to be a dad in August. That advice Luke Holmes gave him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
So we'll talk about Luke Holmes, Parker McCollum, and that advice he's given him as Parker is going to be a dad for the first time in 3 minutes. But I am so excited about this. Kenny Chesney dropped his new album today. It's called Born. It's so good. And here's one of the songs that I love off the album, Just to Say We Did.
Just to say we did.
I know you can't see in studio, but I think there's a choreo. We just came up with our own choreo for that,
oh,
Chloe.
Oh, we did. We sure did. And I mean, all Kenny's music. Like, I know, Slater, you feel the same way. You just want to be sitting out on the beach, somewhere on the water, soaking up the sun, relaxing, enjoying life. And, like, that is what Kenny is all about.
And the funny thing is, early in his career, the way he had a cowboy hat, everything else, you wouldn't think that he would have went that way. But after a decade, he released a couple songs that were beachy type songs, and everybody loved it. So that is the Kenny that the last 20, 25 years, that's who he has been, you know? And no one, I think, does it better. I know Zach Brown fans, don't hate on me, okay? But I think Kenny was the one that continued to wave the flag. And every single song he has, he's either on a boat, he's in the beach, mm-hmm. he's doing something, and he's got that cowboy feel out on the beach, which I think is so great.
And this is his 20th studio album. Like, think about how much music Kenny Crazy. Has released over the years. He'll be playing Raymond James Stadium. He will definitely not be able to play all of his hits on April 20th, but I'm sure we'll be hearing lots of new music from him at that show. So we're very excited to welcome Kenny back to Florida. And Bailey Zimmerman is out on tour right now. It's been so much fun over the last few years watching his career just take off. He's so much fun. He's funny. He adores his family and takes care of his parents. And we see his mama joins him a ton on tour. But Bailey sharing that also his dog, Marley, she's the cutest golden retriever, pushes him to work hard. He said, quote, Marley's a bougie little girl. She's got to have all the toys. And she's travels the road with him everywhere. He's always posting pictures of her. So I think it's super cute and super fun just to see the dynamic of him and Marley and seeing his parents join him on tour.
Yeah, well, it's important to bring a little bit from home, right? Mm-hmm. So if mom has plans, mom can't be there. Out on a tour bus, it's totally fine. Marley has to go to the bathroom, you just pull that bus over, you know? You don't have to worry about it. It's got to be a little easier because then you just open one door and you're like, okay, do your business. Okay, come back in.
Okay, come back inside.
And that's great. It's great to have that.
Yeah, and it's funny to see her too. Like, he'll pop open the window. He's posted videos of her on the tour bus riding around. She's living her best life. There is no doubt about it. And lastly, Luke Holmes has been writing dad songs for his boys. They are the sweetest. His sons, Tex and Bo, and he was actually golfing with Parker McCollum back a few weeks ago. Parker, he and his wife Hallie, they're expecting a baby boy in August. And while he and Luke were together, Luke ended up playing him a couple of songs on the guitar, and especially a few dad songs. And Parker had told him that he'll definitely be making reference to his son, but he doesn't see himself writing a ton of dad songs like Luke's been. And Luke said, okay, Parker, you say that now, but once the baby arrives, like, it's hard not to write a million dad songs.
And they all say that. Brett Young said that, mm-hmm. and then he had a song, you remember, with the baby's heartbeat in the song. Who is another one? Scotty McCurry said the mm-hmm. same thing, where he's like, yeah, it's going to be about family, but it's not just going to be like baby songs. And now he's like, I can't help it, because right? your life is completely consumed. That first year, you are making sure that that thing doesn't die. And you are so wrapped up in it that it's inevitable that it's not going to come through your work. And when there works a song, how can it not?
I see it. I think Parker says this now, but once the baby's here, he'll be writing music about his sweet son. So super sweet. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up next. You can sign up to play right now on the K923 app. We'll give you a call. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock next.
So much stuff to win. K923, it's Obi, Chloe, Slater, Island H2O. Since it is spring break, I know a lot of counties, if this week's not your spring break and Monday just kicked off today, you can get those, okay? 9 o'clock, 4-pack of passes to Island H2O in Kissimmee.
But up next, we've got the $1,000 Minute. I've got 10 trivia questions right here. 60
Don't
seconds.
Don't crinkle them up. You're not going to be able to read
questions. I just realized I really crinkled that paper. 60 seconds on the clock. You can sign up to play right now on the K92.3 app. Following Jordan Davis, here's his new song, Tucson Too Late.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute. K92.3.
All right, so we've got Nancy over in Merritt Island. Oh, everybody say good morning to Nancy. Nancy, fun fact about you is one of your favorite places that you've ever vacationed was Italy. How was that?
It was really pretty. It was a beautiful country.
Is it true they put a cannoli right in your mouth when you get off the plane?
I hope so.
No, they didn't do that to me.
Oh, I love cannolis.
That's like Hawaii. When so you go to good. Hawaii and you get laid.
You
right
get laid immediately. Yeah. I figured they cannolied you.
All right, Nancy. So here we go. We've got 60 seconds. Chloe's got 10 questions to throw your way. And of course, we won't start the clock until she's done with her first question.
Miss Nancy, you can always go ahead and tell me that you want to pass, and we'll come back to the question at the end so you don't waste time. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I'll have to take, okay?
Okay.
Nancy, just take a deep breath. Ready? Let it out, okay? This is the $1,000 Minute.
Woo-wee!
Woo-hoo! All right. Obi, you got that timer ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Miss Nancy with the first question. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Octagon.
What is the nickname of the state of California?
The Golden State.
Who's on the $100 bill?
Franklin.
The company FedEx, what color is EX in FedEx?
Red.
Who is the mascot for the fast food chain KFC?
Colonel Sanders.
What can be broken but is never held?
A law.
We have 4 Disney theme parks here in Orlando. Can you name them?
Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and MGM Studios.
What name is given to a female deer?
Doe.
What color is Guy Fieri's hair?
Blonde.
Which children's show is known for its blue dog?
Blue's Clues.
Oh! Wow, you made it.
Here's the time.
Okay. She made it all the way to the end.
Let me tell you. Wow. You got three wrong, though, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Okay, so what can be broken but never held? A promise is the name of that. FedEx, you said the EX is red. It's actually orange. And you said MGM, which has changed the last 10 years of Hollywood studios. Yeah.
Hollywood. I knew as soon as I said MGM, I didn't think it was right.
It's so okay. Close.
No worries. No worries. Well, congratulations. You still get that fantastic consolation prize with your toes in the sand.
And Tortuga Music Festival. We got weekend passes, so that way you can enjoy the show Friday with Lainey Wilson and also Warren Zeiders out there.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Now, everybody give it up for Nancy.
All right, Nancy.
Yes, Miss Nancy. You're going from one beach in Merritt Island to the other on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
That's perfect.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Let's be honest. It's tough. It's tough to actually accomplish. But I know, hey, $1,000 every single day up for grabs. And Chloe, just make sure next week.
What do you want me to do?
Less sports questions, because everybody is just breaking them. Yeah, like don't have all 10 questions be sports. I know
okay.
How much you like. With March Madness kicking off, I just want to make sure that they're not 10 questions on Monday that are just about March Madness.
Wink, wink. I pay attention to March Madness this weekend. I can promise you there's probably a $1,000 minute question on it on Monday. But we have the panic button coming up next. Our guy can't recognize his wife anymore. Makes me so sad. Why? It's following Chase Beckham. Hearing from him, it's 23.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Brian, you hit the panic button. Why?
Man, I got to tell you, I've been married to my wife for 26 years. She's, you know, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
So sweet.
But she is planning on getting her hair cut really soon and really short. Like, what do they call them? Those pixie cuts. And listen, they might look good on some women, but I know it is not going to look good on my wife. She's got this beautiful long hair, and I don't know how to tell her I don't want her to do it.
It's like a boy cut? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like how Julie Andrews has her hair cut?
It's going to be shorter than mine.
It's shorter than yours.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, again, it maybe works for some people, but I just don't feel like my wife has the face for it or the shape, the head shape.
How about
for
this,
it.
Chloe? So as a woman, okay, are Obi and I allowed to say, and it sounds like Brian's doing the same thing, saying, no, don't cut your hair like that. Does she know you feel that way at all, Brian?
I haven't told her yet. I've tried to drop subtle hints, but I don't know what to say. You know, I mean, that's why I'm calling you guys. I'm looking for some help here because I really don't know what to say.
Last question. Did she say anything to her family and friends? Has she brought it up to them or just you?
She might have just told me, maybe some of her girlfriends, but they haven't said anything to me.
Okay.
Brian, that's definitely appropriate to hit the panic button, man. We're going to try to get you some help right now.
All right. Thank you.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Been talking to Brian, trying to help him out. He found out that his wife is planning to pixie cut her hair, and he's freaking out. Doesn't know if he's allowed to tell her to stop. Don't do it. Looking for you to call and help.
So Cheryl's on the line. Cheryl, you heard that panic button, short hair, don't care.
I am pissed. I cannot believe he is calling in about something so superficial. First of all, hair. It grows back.
So true.
Second of all, if you
keep cutting it, then it doesn't grow back. So if she likes it, then it will always be that way.
It could just be right now, and then she wants to grow her hair back long again. I mean, people change up their hairstyles all the time. It's not that she has to consistently keep it that way.
Exactly. Thank you. I have cut my hair that short like 3 or 4 times in my life. I go through a phase. It's like an empowering moment, especially if I'm going through like a big life change or some like emotional like growth. Cutting your hair is an empowering thing. It like shuts off the past and you're ready for the future.
Wow.
Like, are we as guys, we just have to put up with whatever you want to do.
You know what? Like, if it's that bad, there are wigs get a sexy wig for the bedroom time.
Whoa,
get into some role play.
Whoa, okay.
Cheryl's a freak.
K923 with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Don't forget, 9 o'clock. What a great way to kick off the weekend. We're hooking you up with those tickets to Island H2O.
Okay, so we've got something called the panic button. We have Brian, who called up. He said that his wife is getting a pixie cut. We had to kind of look that up just so this way we could all be on the same page. But it is the haircut when you kind of look like Tinkerbell and you cut your hair as short as a woman does. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just wanted to give some love really quick just because as we're looking at some of the celebrities who have done this in the past, it looks fantastic on certain women and you know, the power be to you. I'm going to throw my personal opinion in there. Listen, if you are bold enough to rock that short hair, then rock it. But I know my wife, I love running my hair, my fingers through her hair. I love when she turns and she looks at me and that whole hair, head of hair follows it.
What would be the difference? It's just running through a scalp.
My son's head.
Let's be real.
Running through my son's head.
You love your wife, Erica. If she came to you and said that she wanted to have a pixie cut, what would your response be to her? Would you not let her do it?
Okay, so without a doubt, we're being honest, right? Without a doubt, my first reaction would be, why? Yeah. Wait a minute, why?
Why?
And then I think from there, I think I would have to convince myself, you're a good husband. If she really wants to do this, let's just try it out. You know, I mean, maybe a phase or whatever.
And ultimately, it's hair. It grows back. And hey, listen, we're all aging, right? Every day we age. And so...
My wife told me to cut my hair. She's told me to cut my hair. So how much shorter? Well, I mean, I'm growing it long right now, and she thinks I'm doing some sort of...
I think if you're not respecting what your partner actually wants, I have my hair long now and have for the last 2.5 years because my fiance goes, you know, you look really great with long hair. I took the note.
Boom.
And you know what? Is it more frustrating? For sure. That's why I wear a hat majority of the time because it's in my face and I don't want a man button up. So I am doing this because she likes it.
Do you like it?
I would say, yeah, I think it's fine. I'm wearing a hat, you know? So, and you know what? I'm glad that I have hair. God gave me hair, so I have hair, and yeah. I'm growing it out. But I'm not doing it just for me, Chloe. And anybody who is doing it just for you, if you know that your partner does not like it and go, okay, do whatever you want. Anytime your partner says, yeah, do whatever you want. I love you. That means they would prefer you maybe not to, but regardless, they love you. Besides that.
And I think that's it, right? Because we could all have our opinion on our significant other's hair, short, long, whatever color they decide to go with. But you choose to love that person every day. And so if that's what makes them happy and they want to rock it, go for it.
Yes. And before we get any hate calls about like, well, I'm going through a sickness. That's not what we're talking about.
We are all for you.
So thank you for joining in the conversation.
Hi.
All right. So what's your name? Where are you from? And are you helping our guy out on the panic button or do you disagree with him?
I'm going to help him out on the panic button because my name is Courtney and my mom has a pixie cut.
Aww, I'm sure it's so cute.
It is. I love it on her because she is just a very confident woman.
So every time that she gets a cut,
it just makes her feel so confident.
So let me ask you a question, though. Did she get a cut because she's older and it's less maintenance?
Actually, she's had it since I was younger, I love it on her.
Does her man love it on her?
My dad loves it.
Okay.
Every time that like she comes in from getting her hair cut, he compliments her hair, and it just makes her feel so confident.
Okay.
Well, and she's had it for so long that you probably couldn't imagine her with long hair, right?
Right. Yeah, I could never imagine my mom without long hair.
Don't they have this? So Halloween's coming up. Maybe she gets a wig that looks like it, so that way he can see what it's going to look like on her.
To try it out?
Yeah, to test it out.
Like a test run.
But also, maybe she could like cut it up like a little bit at a time. Like cut it up to like her...
Stages.
Jawline.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Less dramatic.
Because I've had bad haircuts before.
Well, we appreciate you very much this morning being a part of the panic button.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
No problem. I love you guys, and you guys doing the panic button is amazing.
Oh, thank you for that.
That means a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. And God bless you guys.
Bless you.
Bye.
Gotta love that. All right, so please keep your calls coming.
Get K923, Obi, Chloe Slater on your Friday. Remember, it's a free ticket Friday. So what we're looking for is for you to be listening, and we're going to go, hey, you ready to see Lanny Wilson at Tortuga Music Festival?
There you go. We got to brighten your day because this rain, it just makes me want to go back to sleep.
I know. Sometime before 9 o'clock, we celebrate spring break with that. But coming up, we got a second date update.
Why our gal thought her date was being rude and obnoxious. That second date in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check. Google Dan Newlin.
Tim out in Castleberry. So your first date was a golf date.
Yeah. I work with this woman, Denise, and I know she's way into golf. I figured that'd be like a good way to sort of get out and get to know each other a little bit better.
Okay.
And like where she'd be comfortable in her element and take me a little bit out of mine.
So I love this date because I'm a golfer and I love any time I get to spend out on the course. Did you like physically go play 18 holes or did you go to somewhere like Top Golf and got drinks?
No, she's a member of a country club. I don't want to say which one, but okay. I said, well, when she ever needed someone to join, I would love to. And so she took me up on my offer. You know, I tried.
You guys must be rich. I can't afford golfing.
Depends where you play. Depends where you play.
Yeah, well, like mini golf, I can. That's about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a pricey sport. I mean, I kind of, you know, didn't realize just exactly how pricey.
And you're not a golfer?
I mean, I know how to play. I just like, I grew up. Every now and again, we'll go to the range with some friends and things like that.
Okay, but, question. Yeah. I think I know what's up. The beer cart girl, did you have too much to drink? Like, I know when I used to golf, that was the only thing I worried about was,
you think you hit on the beer cart girl?
I didn't hit on the beer cart girl. I did get a couple of drinks throughout the 18 holes, but, like, nothing, okay.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
A lot of
my game isn't that good that I can afford to get lit up.
Good man.
All right. First of all, it takes a lot of humility to call up for the second date update. Mm-hmm. So give us a second. We're going to try to get Denise on the line and then get the both of you talking. That's our goal.
Okay.
Cool. Great. Call her next.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Denise, please.
This is Denise. Who's this?
Hey, Denise. My name's Opie. That's Chloe.
Hi.
That's Slater.
What up, girl?
Okay, so there's three of us on the line because we do a morning radio show. There's a big radio station here in town, K92.3.
Yeah, I know the station.
Yes. Okay, do you know the show?
I do. I'm just confused why you're calling me.
Okay, so if you know the show, we do something called Second Date Update. Denise, you went on a date with a dude named Tim, and we're trying to get you guys back together again.
I don't know if I should talk about that on here.
Totally respect it and understand, especially, you know, on a radio station with three people you've never met before. Tim did share with us, he's not really a big golfer, but went out, played golf with you. Obi thought maybe it was something to do with the cart girl.
I mean, guys, I have people at work who listen to this, so I don't know.
So, well, okay, hold on. I guess first, Denise, did you go golfing with Tim? I mean, it sounded like a great time.
Yeah, I did go golfing with Tim. Yeah.
He even said it was more your thing, but you guys really hit it off. So I don't understand what's going on here.
Okay, so Tim, he kept on asking me to go golfing with me. And like, he works in a different department than I do. Like, he cleans up the offices. He's a runner between the offices. Like, he's very charming. And so we scheduled a tee time and I told him it was going to be really early. And I'm a member of this club, and I told him that he needs to wear, like, the right attire,
right?
He needs to wear a collared shirt and khakis, and he needs to look nice.
Okay.
He showed up in basketball shorts, a t-shirt, and, like, slides. Mm. Like, not even sneakers.
Do you think he just really didn't know?
I mean, he told me that he had grown up playing a little bit of golf, so I thought he knew, and I also specifically told him, so
right.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Wow, so what? So you guys just ended up not playing?
No, we did play. We ended up going to the pro shop to get him, like, a proper outfit,
aww.
And then he was just complaining about the prices the whole time. you know, I know these people at the pro shop. I'm there all the time. And it was just really embarrassing and, like, mortifying.
Well, in pro shops, majority of them aren't really too big, so I'm sure everyone can hear your conversation.
It goes a little further than that. So, like, we go and we play the 18 holes, and I found out afterward that he tried to return the clothes because the pro shop called me and told me that.
Oh, okay. Are you serious?
Come on, dude.
You were being a sweaty, sweaty mess in 100-degree weather. He tried to return the clothes?
Hold on. Denise, that is Tim on the line, and we wanted the both of you to talk so we could get you guys on another date. Tim, what's up, bro?
Dude, those clothes, I look like a clown. They were like they didn't even fit me.
Tim!
I got them in my closet.
You're in the Florida heat.
I wear them for Halloween.
Did you wash the clothes?
That's what you wore on the golf course, Tim.
No, those were the worst clothes. I felt like I was in Caddyshack.
And no, Chloe, they don't allow you to return clothes if you wash them.
Well, that's even worse.
I mean, and at those prices, I mean, look, I'm sorry I don't make as much money as you, but like if I'm going to buy clothes that are going to cost that much, I at least like to wear them again.
Oh, wow.
Tim, how much did you spend on a golf shirt and shorts?
Oh, it was like almost $200.
Wow. Hell yeah, man. A shirt could be $70. The shoes, $100.
Forget it.
Okay, so wait a minute. Can we get you guys on another date? And this time, forget about golfing. Forget about the course.
No, we should go golfing again. I bought these clothes.
I don't know. I mean, he's complaining about clothes, and I golfing is a really big part of my life, especially this specific club. And like, if he doesn't feel comfortable there, then I don't know if we can go on another date.
Wow.
Denise, I'm embarrassed for you. I'm sorry, girl.
Wow, like,
just
the Chloe.
Fact that Thank you.
Tried to return clothes that he spent probably 4 or 5 hours in sweating on the golf course.
You know, I think we should just give him $75.
So and he you're can, a member there.
I feel bad.
I mean, how many, I know women return clothes that they've worn out. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even start with that.
Wow. Hey, at least we got the both of you talking.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
I was really hoping there was going to be love in Castleberry, Chloe.
I will say, as someone who is a golfer, I golfed yesterday, I would not be going out on another date with Tim. I'm sorry. I mean,
just because we know how you feel about returning things. That's that's why every time I get something new, you're like, who knows? You might even return that.
Are you returning that?
We never know. Well, today's Free Ticket Friday, so remember, you're still listening for the cue to call and win a pair of tickets. That way you can see Lainey Wilson headline at Tortuga Music Festival sometime between now and 9 o'clock. You will definitely not miss that opportunity to win those. But I want to give it up to you, Chloe. You talked about doing a couple the very first time ever. We discussed about your MRI. You got that coming up. Tried to de-stress you there. Now, the first time ever that you are grilling.
I am becoming a grill master. The keyword is becoming, because I am definitely not there yet. But
you're aspiring to be.
Aspiring to be. I'm whipping it up on that grill. But I will say, something went terribly wrong the other day. And we're going to talk about it. I'm learning from my lessons. Okay? It's George Burge. Here's Mind on You.
K923 with Obi, Chloe Slater. You know, there are a lot of super talented people having. We were just finding out that Chloe, getting ready for summer, has got a brand new one.
Thank you. The weather was absolutely beautiful last night. And so I have wanted to teach myself how to grill. I think meat tastes so much better when it's on the grill. I mean, shrimp, chicken. I love it. But I just don't know how to use the grill. And I've always been nervous to be able to use it. Burn meat, burn my food, start a fire. And I've obviously watched my dad grill, uncles, brother. So I have an idea, but I'd never done it on my own. And so yesterday, my friend, she came over and we grilled for the very first time.
What friend is this? She your age or she older?
She's around my age. She lives a couple doors down. And so she wanted to make this flank steak, and we did some black beans and rice, and it was so good. And so I don't think I'm a grill master yet, but I'm working my way towards it. We did a marinade sauce, and it had like orange slices. We did soy sauce and lime and salt and pepper and garlic. I mean, it was so good.
You did tell me a part of the story that concerned me quite a bit. is your
we're
friend.
We're going there? I didn't know we were going to bring this on air.
We have to. Has your friend ever grilled before? Has she ever been actually around food or saw yes. things to consume?
No, yes. I can't believe you really want me to tell this story right now.
I need you to because I'm so worried about what's going to happen to your stomach today.
Well, so we marinated the steak overnight. And so we went down to the grill, went to take the steak out, put it on the grill, got everything ready. And she kept the bag of the marinade where all the delicious juices, cilantro, yeah. everything was. And we got done cooking the steak. By the way, it was very good. Brought it upstairs and she wanted to dump the marinade on top of the steak. And I had said to her, and I thought about this, because I cook all the time.
Wait, during the time you're cooking or after you cook?
After. So we get the meat and everything upstairs. We're ready to, you know, we tried it downstairs, got upstairs. And I said, you can't do that because that was what the raw meat was sitting in. And she said, yeah, I do it all the time. I've seen people do it. We can do it. And I should have just said no from the get-go. But I said, are you sure about that? Let's pop it in the microwave for 60 seconds just to try to kill the bacteria that the raw meat was sitting in. And now we're going to eat all those juices?
I definitely know you can't do it with certain foods. Like chicken, you definitely can't.
Right.
With steak, I would stay away from just in case it's gonna... How do you feel today?
I feel fine today. The only thing that I thought was maybe the acid from like the limes would kill it anyway. And so we did it and comes to find out, Googled after, definitely should not be eating the marinade that the raw meat was sitting in.
I trust Google. I also trust a guy who's a veteran that we've had on the show before, Jared from Papa Bear
You're
Barbecue
Jared on?
In Castleberry. Oh, he's right here. Jared, hey, can you help Chloe? What did she do wrong?
Well, there's several different ways you could have went about it.
He's like, I have a list.
I particularly don't like cilantro. I think it tastes like soap.
What? It was so good.
The thing is, how many women do you see grill mastering?
Not many.
And right. I'm going to be on that list.
With steaks, you can use the juice, the raw juice. It's not really going to hurt you. With chicken and pork, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay. So you didn't think I would have gotten sick?
No, because, I mean, people in other countries, they eat raw steak, like straight raw.
Wow. Right.
Well, you know, I've never been so humbled to be with two grill masters.
I'm not there yet. Let's
not get too excited. No. I meant Jared from Papa Bear Barbecue and me.
Oh!
Chloe, you're not there yet is right. But since we do have these pair of passes, a free ticket Friday sent you to Tortuga Music Festival. Who's there on Friday, Chloe?
Lainey Wilson, your headliner, Ashley McBride, Warren Zeiders. How about Boys to Men, Chase Matthew? So many of our country superstars will be there.
Don't go anywhere. It's coming up. Splash! Put on those swimsuits. Oh, look at the sand.
Here we go.
Wow, there's music on a stage.
All right, we got it.
Do you think anybody else got that?
I definitely got it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nobody's calling right now. Are you sure that they got it?
Tortuga!
That's what we just should have done. I should have cut to the chase. Obi, Chloe, and Slater, a free ticket Friday, 844-254-9232. Got a pretty cool prize for you.
Yes, rocking the ocean down there on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Friday night, seeing Lainey Wilson, Ashley McBride. I say night, but it's all day. Warren Zeiders, Boyz II Men, Chase Matthew, Priscilla Block. I could go on and on this list. It is going to be a rocking show in my hometown. I'm so jealous that you get to go down there. Blake Shelton, here's a guy with a girl.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Hooking it up again.
K92.3, good morning. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Katie from Port Orange.
How are you this morning, Miss Katie?
I'm doing good on my way to work.
Nice. Katie, this might be a weird question. What do those feet look like?
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
A weird question.
Slater,
now
that
I'm
so
saying
weird.
It, it's
why
kinda
would
rude
you ask
too.
That? Oh, my. You know why? I'm following what you're saying okay. because... You're saying no shoes, toes in the sand,
right.
on the water,
I didn't know
Fort
if she
Lauderdale
was
going
to have
Beach.
To dig a hole, put her feet in,
yep.
and cover it up with the sand, or she was going to let those girls just fly.
I'll let them fly. I just did them.
Oh. All right. Well, you're going to Tortuga Music yeah. Festival.
It's a free ticket Friday. You're going to be headed there, so that way you can see Lainey Wilson, Warren Zeiders, Ashley McBride, the whole crew. Who else is there? Like the strain.
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men are hitting.
Priscilla Block.
Just everybody.
And you're
I'm
going.
Excited.
So, hey,
yes.
show off those feats, okay? We don't need pictures. Let's not make it super weird. We just want you to enjoy yourself, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Hang on, Katie. We'll get your info. How great is that, right? Spring break.
So
we celebrate with Tortuga. Extra set of tickets. You never know what we have to give away. Make sure to have the K923 app. That way you're in the know.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We were ever bank robbers, like, hey, Slater would come up with the wildest idea, and Chloe would be the one who would give up the jig. She'd be like, I'm sorry.
The best getaway driver, though. She would go through every life.
You got that right.
K923.